This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root is with you in the house that Root built. I am the one and only Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you on all of these USA radio stations, including my flagship station, 790 AM, otherwise known as KBET, here in battered Las Vegas. I was going to say beautiful Las Vegas, and then I realized it's really now battered Las Vegas because we have an insane communist Trump derangement syndrome victim running our state by the name of Steve Sisolak. And he'll be talking at 5 o'clock today, West Coast time, 8 o'clock East. So we'll bring you, I won't bring you the live press conference, I'll bring you the highlights of what he has to say. We'll probably know by around 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific, where Sisolak stands on Nevada. But I can tell you where he stands now. I got a letter today that's so insane, if this is true. And I always say this now, if this is true, just to make sure that I don't say anything out of turn on radio or TV. If this is true, I got a letter from a fan whose husband works back of the house hospitality in a Vegas hotel. And says they got greeted by a code enforcer a few days ago. A code enforcer that was dressed with a Batman utility belt, trying to look like a super cop. And the inspection had a much different result than the first visit they had from OSHA. And the first thing they said was, this is how you destroy Las Vegas, destroy it. First of all, let's talk about the employees. They said the cooks did not have their masks totally over their face. Why? Because it's 190 degrees in the kitchen, and they need to hear each other over the equipment and the loud banging of the plates and the dishes and all the noise in the kitchen and everybody yelling and screaming. Nobody would hear anything if you kept your mask on. I can't hear anything. On an airplane, I asked the flight attendant, please take your mask down. I can't understand you. I can't hear you. In a restaurant, I tell the waiters, take your mask down. I can't hear you. I cannot hear a person with loud ambient noise with a muffled mask over their mouth. Would you like a... I mean, what a country we live in. What a joke. We're like Saudi Arabia, America. Everybody's got a mask over their face. What a disgrace. So first of all, nobody can hear each other in the kitchen. Second of all, the heat is searing. And you're wearing a mask, you can't breathe. So they pull their mask slightly down to talk to one another every once in a while. And he saw this, and boom, verdict, non-compliance. You're going to get fined. But now it gets much worse. This so-called, I'm reading the letter, this so-called code enforcer then went on to explain the restaurant was out of compliance because the patrons were not wearing their masks at the tables. According to this G.I. Joe Batman utility belt wearing code enforcer, who's probably got the smallest penis anyone's ever seen in the history of the world, and he gets off trying to put restaurants out of business. According to him, customers must keep their masks on at the table until their food arrives, and then should only remove the mask when they're actively putting food in their mouth, and should replace the mask while chewing and between bites. Are you kidding me? That's the end of Vegas. If that's the truth, and it's not some little small penis code enforcer who thinks he's G.I. Joe combined with, Van Damme. What was that guy's name? Van Damme. Jean-Claude Van Damme. Some little fat nerd with a small penis who thinks he's Jean-Claude Van Damme because he could put a restaurant out of business. If that's not what it is, and this is really the rule, and they're going to enforce it, it's the end of Vegas as we know it. It's the end of every casino on the Strip as we know it. And it's the end of every restaurant in Las Vegas. Now, keep in mind, I eat out 7 nights a week. That's my joy in life. I work all day. I work 18 hours a day. I work from 6 in the morning till forever. And the one time I get away is I eat out every night a nice meal at a nice restaurant. 7 days a week for the last 6 weeks since restaurants have been open again. Actually, it's probably been 2 months since restaurants were open. So I've eaten out every single night 60 days in a row. And not one person has their mask on ever. Not one patron ever at one restaurant from the moment they sit down, let alone while they're eating. So if that's the rule that they're going to enforce it, I will never go out to eat again, and I will move out of Las Vegas, and that's the end of Las Vegas. Goodbye, Las Vegas. Have a nice life. You're done. Finished. Finito. All the casino workers, everyone will be out of a job. Every restaurant employee will be out of a job. So I can't believe that's really the rule, or the law, or whatever you want to call it. The government regulation. Because if it is, I'm going to write a column called Nevada Nazi, or Nazi Nevada, because they're a bunch of Nazis. If that's the case, they're Nazis. Steve Sisolak's a Nazi. Hell-bent, he's a suicide bomber, hell-bent on destroying the Nevada economy. If that really is the case. But I just don't know if it's the case, because even I don't believe that's the case. I believe this person says, are you kidding? Now, honestly, I don't know if this is the actual interpretation of the mandate or just some idiot on a power trip. But the restaurant that my husband oversees serves bar finger food. Have you ever tried to eat messy chicken wings with a mask and you're going to lift the mask up and down? It's one of the most disgusting, uncleanly things I've ever thought of. Eating food with dirty, messy, greasy hands and you're grabbing your mask and pulling it up and pulling it down and putting that back over your face? And then she says the good news is this time the business was only given a warning. But then the bad news, they're promising that this enforcer will be returning for random checks at least a couple of times a week, and any additional infractions could result in fines or closure of the restaurant. She says, really? Like these businesses who have managed to survive this shutdown and are hanging on for dear life now need to deal with constant pressure from the mask police? And she says, then a friend who's a smoker and was gambling at a local casino was approached by security who reprimanded him for smoking with his mask off. Again, from what I understand, the directive from the guard was that the mask should only be removed when actively inhaling or exhaling actual smoke and must be in place in between. And then she puts, welcome to Nazi Nevada. Folks, I don't know what Sisolak's saying at 5 o'clock, but it really doesn't matter much if this is, in fact, the deal. And I've heard from casino executives, again, I don't walk into casinos anymore. I live here. I haven't walked in a casino in forever. First of all, they charged for parking, and they turned off every local in the entire Las Vegas. So nobody goes to strip casinos anymore. So I would never go to a strip pool. I have my own beautiful pool, my own beautiful house. But I heard from a casino executive sitting next to me at a restaurant that the Nazi code enforcers were out. Sisolak code enforcers were out. And that if you have one person walking around a pool deck without a mask, you get fined thousands of dollars. By the third fine, it could be millions. By the fourth, you could lose your casino license. And I said, you got to be kidding me. You mean you're making people sit by the pool with masks in 114-degree weather and 110-degree weather and on a good day, 105-degree weather? Are you out of your mind? So let me tell you another story. So I just got back from Chicago. That's why I was gone on Thursday and Friday. I spent the weekend in Chicago. And I had a wonderful time with my fiance Cindy, but I wasn't in the city. I was in the beautiful suburbs. I mean, at an amazing, stunning home in a beautiful suburb. I had no idea how beautiful Illinois was, not even a clue. Wow, this guy's backyard was the nicest backyard I've ever seen in my life. Better than multi-million-dollar mansions in Beverly Hills or Scottsdale, Arizona or Vegas. I've never seen a more beautiful backyard in my entire life in Illinois, 25 minutes outside Chicago. So beautiful. I mean, it's summer. Obviously, winters are ugly and freezing. and the trees have no leaves. But in the summer, it is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. But the point is, he's a big fan of mine, a wealthy fan of mine, who invited me for his anniversary party a year ago, and I agreed to come. And even with COVID and the plane's empty and the airport's empty and everybody's scared in their mind, how about me being a man of my word? I got on the airplane and flew 4 hours there, 4 hours back, 2 hours at the airport, 6 hours each way wearing a mask, and I did it all for someone who's a huge fan and has become a very close friend like family to me. And he took me to his country. He has two different country clubs he belongs to. That's how wealthy this guy is. He's not happy with one country club and one golf course. He belongs to two country clubs. One of them has two courses. The other has one. So he's got three courses to play on every weekend. He took me to both golf courses and both country clubs. And we had lunch and dinner at various places at his country clubs. Not one person at the pool was wearing a mask in the middle of Illinois. Deep blue, communist-occupied Illinois. Nobody wore a mask. First of all, it's not mandatory in Illinois. Second of all, nobody would think of wearing it at the pool. Nobody. There were hundreds of people collectively on Saturday and Sunday that I witnessed at the pool, playing in the pool with their kids, kids playing, everyone on top of each other, no masks. Nobody worried about COVID. Nobody's life changed over COVID. And you're telling me they're going to pay thousands of dollars to get on an airplane, have a crappy, there is no meal anymore. It's the worst service I've ever seen. You're forced to wear a mask like a sheep for 4 hours each way. And then when you get to Vegas, you're going to sit in a pool, on a poolside in 110-degree weather and put a mask on? And then you're going to go to a restaurant and put a mask on in between each bite of food? You really think anybody would come? If that's the rule, and I keep saying if it's the rule, if I haven't been misled, if this is a truthful situation, and if it just, even if it's one OSHA code enforcer and nothing more than that, but if this really is the rule, and everyone's going to start to be forced to do this, there will be nobody ever here again. Vegas will be finished. You could sit poolside in Illinois, but not in Las Vegas. You could eat without a mask in a restaurant in Illinois, but not Vegas.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
So I'd love to know, if any of you want to call in, I'd love to know, and even if we don't speak on the air, you can speak off the air to my board op, Christopher Sullivan, and let him know whether you have heard anything about the new directives in restaurants. Is it possible? I mean, I've walked into literally 100 restaurants in the last 2.5 months since they've been open again, and never, ever wore my mask beyond the hostess, let alone beyond the table, let alone while I'm ordering, let alone while I'm eating, let alone while I'm paying the bill. I'm not going to sit in a restaurant and be suffocated for 2.5 hours. That's not natural. So if that's the case, no one will be going out to eat anymore. So let me know. This is probably something that can never enforce in restaurants. There aren't enough code enforcers with their small egos. But they can enforce it in casinos. And the casinos, if that's what tourists find out, nobody's ever coming back to Vegas. And nobody's ever going to Vegas. But anyone who's here now will never come back. If you have to wear a mask at the pool in 110-degree heat. And by the way, you know what I never even thought of? Forget about how stifling it is to wear a mask as a cook in the back of the restaurant or a mask at the pool in 110-degree heat with the sun beating on your face. How about the look of your tan when you've worn a mask at the pool? Do you know how ridiculous people are going to look? I mean, you're just out of your mind. No one's going on vacation for that. Not when you can walk around Illinois and sit by a pool and not wear a mask. Nowhere else do you have to wear a mask by a pool. Nowhere else do you have to wear a mask in a restaurant. Anyway, the point is that I'd love to hear from you. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. If you are in the casino business and you know something about this, maybe it was just one overzealous code enforcer. Maybe he was just reading the letter of the law, but nobody else will enforce it, even if it's the way it's written. But I've not seen the way it's written. So I have no idea if, in fact, this could be possible, that you would ask the patrons to wear a mask until you take a bite and put the fork of the food in your mouth and then pull the fork out and chew with the mask on and then pull it down to sip some water and put it back up again while you're swallowing. Folks, that's too much work to pay a restaurant. The restaurant should pay me. What a joke. What a joke. Strauss Heart Drops is the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can all save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, conservatism, and rip the freaking mask off. We got to be healthy so we can rip the freaking mask off. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked your restricted blood flow. They sold over 1 million bottles in Canada. This is their first foray into the American market. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops, for having a belief in the Wayne Allyn Root Show, having faith in the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Heart attack, stroke, number one killers in America. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss guarantees your satisfaction. You can't go wrong. You don't like it, you get your money back. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. Might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Put the V in front of powermall.com. T-H-E. Powermall.com. All right, on to some other topics. NFL Hall of Famer Mike Ditka says if you can't respect our national anthem, get the hell out of the country. There's the first guy in sports. Now, again, he's retired. None of the active coaches have the balls to say that because they're afraid there'll be literally a mutiny on the bounty. Their players won't play for a white coach who says, if you need for the national anthem, get the hell out of my country. But it's not a black-white issue. If you're white, you need to get the hell out of my country. People shouldn't protest the country, he says, that's given them such great opportunities, such as to launch the X League, a women's tackle football organization. There's a way to protest, and there's a way you don't protest. You don't protest against the flag. You don't protest against this country who's given you the opportunities to make a living playing a sport that you never thought would happen. So I don't want to hear all this crap, he said. There's finally one guy with the balls to speak out. Here's another great quote today. Bernie Sanders co-chair. The co-chair of the Bernie Sanders presidential campaign says voting for Joe Biden's like eating half a bowl of SH, you know how to spell the rest of it, crap. It's like eating a bowl of crap. That's a vivid description. It's like saying to someone, you have a bowl of, I'll say, crap in front of you. That's not the word they used. And all you got to do is eat half of it instead of the whole thing. It's still crap, says Nina Turner. Of course, a woman, a liberal woman would talk like that. Of course. Never had a mother who taught her right from wrong. Should have washed her mouth out with soap. She's a former Ohio State senator. But she's telling the truth. She's telling the truth about Joe Biden. Anybody who'd vote for Joe Biden must not understand the word dementia. Look it up in the dictionary. Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey. I kind of always liked him, even though he's kind of a moderate to liberal Republican. But he says, if mayors are too politically timid to deal with riots, Trump will. Another good quote of the day. I love it. Quote, hey, Trump, send in the troops, baby.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering on work on a possible coronavirus vaccine.
We will achieve a victory over the virus by unleashing America's scientific genius, which is what it is. Therefore, proud to announce that this morning, the Moderna vaccine has officially entered phase three already.
Senate Republicans are unveiling a new coronavirus relief bill on the Senate floor.
The legislation that I've begun to sketch out is neither another CARES Act to float the entire economy nor a typical stimulus bill for a nation that's ready to get back to normal. Our country is in a complex middle ground between those two things.
And the first presidential debate is being moved from the University of Notre Dame to Cleveland due to the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You can can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, some banter behind the scenes. It was so funny. I almost can't do the interview. Chris O'Sullivan, man, this guy is raw. My show's called Raw and Unfiltered. He's just raw. All right, Joe Pollack is your senior editor-at-large. And by the way, coming up in the next hour, Donald Trump Jr. So, Joel, Don Trump Jr. has got to follow you. And I think that's a tough act to follow. So make this a good one. Make this a good one, baby.
I'm the warm-up act. That's how you have to look at it.
All right. Well, you're a good warm-up act. Senior editor-at-large, Breitbart News. The website, of course, Breitbart.com. It's always my first or second stop every single morning. I really look at two sites for anything else on the whole Internet, and Breitbart's one of them. Your new book is Red November, available for pre-order on Amazon. Amazon.com, Red November. Just quickly tell us a little bit about the book before we get to all the big news of the day.
Well, the book's doing very well. People love the book, and it's about the Democratic primary, how we got here, how we got from the zaniest primary in American history to the most left-wing campaign in American history. And everybody who picks up this book loves it. It's got a great cover. You'll love the drawing. But aside from that, it's really, really a fun book about a very serious topic, which is a possibility of a socialist revolution in November.
So we were talking, you know, off mic, so let's just do it with the public. I believe Trump's going to win in November. Let's hear what you believe.
I feel very positive about Trump. I think he can win. And I like what I've seen over the last couple weeks. I like how focused he's been. I like how disciplined he's been. And I like how Joe Biden is all over the place. Look at the poll numbers and you see Joe Biden ahead. But when you look at the positions, Joe Biden is running on a losing platform. He's running against the United States of America. He's running on the idea that America is a systemically racist country. He's running on revolutionary institutional changes. That's an exact quote. He's running on fundamentally transforming the country. I don't care what
you're saying. Hey, wait, Joel, I got to cut in. Joel, he's running on making sure we teach more Islam in the schools.
I wouldn't mind if they taught about Islam as part of a social studies class. That's where I learned about it. I learned a lot of useful things. But what I don't want people to do is to cover up the reality, which is that there's terrorism and a lot of it's being carried out in the name of Islam. We shouldn't teach kids that that isn't happening and that the real terrorists are the United States, which is how the left looks at it. They look at the United States as the cause of all the problems in the world. And that's what Joe Biden is having us sign on to. I mean, he's got the full endorsement of the teachers' unions. Who've gone completely radical on this and other topics. And people are starting to look at this and say, is this really what we want? Look at the results in the street where you've got young Americans who've come through the education system, as you mentioned, and they're attacking federal law enforcement. They're attacking a courthouse. I mean, the courthouse is the symbol of justice in America, and they say they're for justice. You know, so that's the future with Joe Biden. And
yeah,
the only thing between us and that is Donald Trump. So I think that with Joe Biden taking the side of the violent rioters, who he called peaceful protesters, by the way, I think Trump's got a wide open field to make the case, not just for his presidency, but make the case for America. And the case for America is a winning case.
Yeah, and don't forget, it wasn't just, he made two comments in front of a big Muslim organization. One was America should teach more about Islam in the schools, which made me wince. And if Trump ran on that alone, I think he'd win the election. But the second one was his very first day in office, he's going to end the Muslim travel ban, Trump's Muslim travel ban, which, by the way, is incorrectly named because it's got Venezuela on the list. It's got North Korea on the list. It isn't a Muslim travel ban.
Yeah.
It's a terrorist nation travel ban. But who could imagine your first day on office, with everything going on, including COVID and rioting, the number one most important thing to do is to end a ban of people coming from Somalia and Yemen. I mean, seriously, who would listen to that and go, I'm voting for that guy?
Or North Korea. North Korea,
right. It's incredible.
I tweeted after he promised to remove the Muslim ban on day one. I said, there is no Muslim ban. I did that for you. There's no Muslim ban.
Right.
But it's a terrorist ban, as you correctly point out. The other thing about it is that Obama-Biden, the Obama-Biden administration, is the one that identified those countries. So when Trump came in and put the ban in place, he was using a list of countries that Obama and Biden had left behind. So
Right. It's
Biden's list. You know, what is he going to do? Is he going to undo his own list? So
yes.
This is the weird twilight zone that Biden's in, where you're right, he's not thinking about coronavirus. He's not thinking about the country's borders, the national interest, national security. And he's got this list of day one. He promises every group, I'm going to do this on day one, I'm going to do that on day one. Day one, if it ever happens, is going to be 1,000 hours long, because you can't possibly do all the things in day one Biden's promising to do. But other things on day one include raising taxes. Have you ever heard of raising taxes in a recession? Is that a good idea? That's what Joe Biden wants to do day one in office.
Well, it's not just raising taxes. I mean, I think if I read correctly, I'm trying to remember the exact number, I believe his tax increase is 4 times larger than Hillary's, and we used to call Hillary a socialist. 4 times larger. If I'm wrong, it's 3 times larger. So either way, I remember that number. It's either 3 or 4 times. It's the most monstrous tax, far bigger than anything Obama Hillary ever imagined. Is that possible? Is that? Wow.
Well, I saw the spending plan. I don't know if it was 3 times bigger on the tax side. Definitely 3 times bigger on the spending side. I think Hillary was proposing to spend like $2.2 trillion, and he's proposing to spend something like $7 trillion on all the Green New Deal, Medicare for All type stuff. I mean, it's all on these left-wing priorities that have nothing to do with anything. And once again, he's promising to make the same mistakes that he made under Obama. He stood up a couple weeks ago and promised the second great railroad revolution, you know, as if we're in the 19th century. And a year after California, the only state that cared about high-speed rail, a year after California canceled the high-speed rail program, Gavin Newsom, left-wing governor we've got here in California, even he looked at it and said, it's going to cost too much and take too long. That's exactly what he said. And he canceled the high-speed rail. So now Joe Biden's going to go back to something that even California doesn't want? He's just living in a completely different world. And, of course, he's just saying what's being told to him to say. He's being fed all this stuff by his advisors because he has no clue about what's going on in the world. And that's why we're heading off in this left-wing direction if Joe Biden is president, because the people running his administration will be the Obama ideologues, the Bernie Sanders ideologues, the Clinton apparatchiks, and they're driving as fast as they can to the left.
Well, you know, it's funny because you and I think, you know, we look at the platform of the Democrats and we see, you know, incredible radical stuff. But I just read a story. I'm trying to find it. I don't have it right in front of me. Not quite sure where I put it down. But, oh, here it is. Bernie Sanders people think he's too conservative. Bernie Sanders, national co-chair today, said voting for Joe Biden is like eating half a bowl of, and I'll say the word crap. She used a different word that starts with SH. So, I mean, you can't believe that Bernie Sanders people are so radical that they think Biden is not going far enough left.
It's a strategic move by the Sanders people to get more concessions out of Biden. Every time they complain, he moves further to the left. Every time they say he's too conservative on climate change, he puts Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as his advisor on climate change. If they say he's too conservative on Medicare for All, he's going to go toward Medicare for All, lower the age of eligibility for his program so that he's already providing Medicare for everybody over 60. That's his new proposal. He just keeps moving left, and the Sanders people keep pushing him there. And it's not going to stop if he wins.
Well, Joel, he's a feeble old man with dementia, so of course it's not hard to push him around. He doesn't know where he is half the time.
I tell the story in Red November how I watched him give a speech in South Carolina where he basically had his back to the audience the entire time. It was one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. But he really doesn't seem like he's 100%.
And isn't that the speech? I seem to remember South Carolina was the primary where he gave a speech, and he said, so vote for me for United States Senate while he's running for president. I'm pretty sure that was the state where he said Senate. I know there was one after that where he said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jill Biden. And I can't believe that, you know, with a left media protecting you and not playing up statements like that, the average person honestly doesn't know about it. It's really scary, because if Trump said something like that, it would be the biggest news story in America, and they'd say Trump is mentally ill. Something's wrong with him. He's got Alzheimer's. But with Biden, they cover it up.
Yeah, you know, it happened on national television on Super Tuesday. I was there at the victory party in L.A., and he introduces his wife before he realizes that that's his sister. And then, it happened on national television. So there's too many events like that where he just doesn't seem to know what's going on. And he's going to be manipulated by his managers, by his advisors. I say that a Biden presidency wouldn't be a presidency. It would be a regency where somebody else is governing and he's just kind of there. And everyone's looking at this vice presidential pick coming up in the next few days or so, and they are looking at it and saying, well, maybe this is going to be the real presidential candidate because Biden's not really with it. And whether it's Kamala Harris or Karen Bass or somebody else, they're all kind of looking around and realizing they don't have a very deep bench. So I don't know that that's going to solve the problems that Biden faces. Again, he's up in the polls, but I don't really credit the polls too much right now at this stage, because a lot of people, especially on the Republican side, are afraid to tell anybody what they actually think. And again, Biden's positions are losing positions. These are not positions you take if you are serious about winning the United States presidency.
Yeah, who do you, by the way, who do you think, you've studied this, I think, a lot more than I have, who do you think is going to be his finalist for vice president?
Well,
finalists with an S, you know, are there two key ones?
Well, I've said that Kamala Harris is the likeliest choice, but I said a couple weeks ago after watching Karen Bass, I was on a press conference, one of these Zoom calls with Karen Bass, and I said, you know, if he wants to win, he might choose Karen Bass, because Kamala Harris, I think, kind of checks all the boxes, but is a very poor candidate. Karen Bass is more unknown. She's very, very left-wing. They'll lose Florida if they pick Karen Bass because she's very pro-Castro. But she is more of a manager than Kamala Harris. She's the chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. She's basically just got more competence and experience. And what interested me about her was that she was one of the only Democrats who was willing to say she disagreed with tearing down the statues. You know, they're all thinking about peaceful protesters, and Karen Bass is one of the only ones who said, well, you know, I'm not so into vandalism. You know, so she actually acknowledged.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I thought, uh-oh, that's an actual candidate. But who knows if he'll actually pick her. She's got a lot of other issues, very, very left-wing, from L.A., doesn't really bring anybody along because California, and Harris doesn't either, but we'll see.
Harris doesn't either, no.
Yeah, I
we'll see. Hey, Joe, we got to run. Hey, Joe, thanks for coming on. Senior editor of Breitbart News. Red November is the book. You can find it at Amazon.com. Red November by Joel Pollack, Breitbart.com. Thanks, guys. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, T-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, mall, M-A-L-L.com. themagamall.com. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right. I was in, this is Wayne Allen Root, by the way, the Warrior, and I was in Chicago this weekend, Chicago suburbs. And it's 4 hours to fly from Vegas to Chicago one way, and then the way back, couldn't even find a direct flight. So I flew connecting flights. So I flew to Denver and then Denver to Las Vegas. But all I could tell you is that the entire way, United forced me to wear a mask. And I wore my mask, which is pretty darn cool. Because you got to wear, if you're going to wear a mask, you got to wear one that's comfortable. You got to wear one that's breathable. You got to wear one that people can maybe understand something you say with the mask on. So I wore my Boomer mask. And Boomer Naturals has masks for all of you. I'm not a fan of masks. I rip into masks all the time. I tell you, I can't stand them. But at the same time, if you got to wear one, the only one I would wear is the Boomer Natural mask. And so they've got them in stock. They can ship to you fast. It's BoomerNaturals.com, BoomerNaturals, plural.com. Your source for in-stock face covers. Use the promo code WARRADIO20 for Wayne Allen Root, and you get 20% off at checkout for every single order you do. WARRADIO20 at BoomerNaturals.com. They have a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. They're in stock now. They're very affordable at 30 cents a day. They feature highly protective nano silver technology that can aid in filtration and block droplets and tiny particles, and they donate one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities helping thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com, WARRADIO20, to get 20% off. So some of the great, I started with this before we got to our interview with Joel Pollack of Breitbart. We've got Don Trump Jr. coming up in hour number 2. And I started with some of these great lines today, some of these great lines like the Bernie Sanders co-chair, Bernie Sanders for president co-chair Nina Turner, who said voting for Joe Biden is like eating half a bowl of crap. And she didn't say crap either. She said SH, and you know where it goes from there. NFL Hall of Famer Mike Ditka said, if you can't respect our national anthem, get the hell out of the country. And I'm with him. Get the hell out. What are you doing in America? You know, you baseball players who want a knee? Go play baseball for Havana, Cuba. Play for the Castro brothers. Good luck. They don't pay that much. I heard you get to play a little boy's game, and so you should be happy to make minimum wage. Go. Leave this country, you losers. Ted Cruz said Pelosi wants to shovel cash to her friends and shut down America. Another great line. Another great line. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's $3 trillion corona relief bill, the HEROES Act, is just shoveling money to her friends and not actually solving the problem. Includes a big tax cut for billionaires and millionaires in blue states, said Ted Cruz. He's not even on board with the bill that the GOP plans to introduce today to provide another round of coronavirus relief. He says, I am not. We have right now two simultaneous national crises. We have a global pandemic. It's taken the lives of over 600,000 people around the world. We need to do significantly more to fight the disease. At the same time, we have an absolute economic catastrophe. We have over 44 million Americans have lost their job, and we have to get America back to work. And he says, unfortunately, I just listened to your interview with Speaker Pelosi. Her objectives are focused on neither of those. Her objectives are shoveling cash at the problem, shutting America down, and in particular, you look at the $3 trillion bill she's trying to push, it's shoveling money to her friends. Our objective should be Americans get back to work so they can provide for their family. So that was what Cruz had to say. And then the other big news today is there was a press conference today, a white coat summit on Capitol Hill, put on by a Tea Party group. And it was a bunch of doctors telling you, stop this COVID hysteria. Dr. Dan Erickson, owner of Accelerated Urgent Care. I think he's been on this show, by the way. You start to lose, you know, after a while, they all start to blend together. I've had hundreds and hundreds of guests. But I believe Dan Erickson's one of the guys we had on our show. Accelerated Urgent Care spoke at the White Coat Summit Monday on Capitol Hill as part of a greater effort to extinguish fears surrounding the Chinese coronavirus. He reminded the public 99.8% of people get through this with little to no progressive or significant disease. I mean, this is the real truth. A case is a person, healthy, that tested positive. The vast majority, but the public hears case and thinks, oh my God, these are sick people. But the vast majority, 99.8% of people, get through this with little or no progressive or significant disease. So the focus should not center on cases, he said. Rather, the narrative should focus on hospitalizations and deaths that are appropriately coded on a death certificate, stressing appropriately coded. This is the first time I've seen quarantining healthy, he continued. I don't know if you guys think that's normal. I find that very strange. Point is, here's a doctor, and he's saying the same stuff I've been saying for months and months on the radio, the same exact stuff. That they're not coding it correctly. That lots of people are dying of gunshot wounds and cancer and heart attacks and strokes and car accidents and suicides. And they're calling them all COVID so that they get a big giant bonus. They're putting people on ventilators because they get a big giant bonus. Giant bonuses. Some of these hospitals, man, are greedy. And the cases, I don't know if he mentioned it. I didn't see it in this article. I don't know if this doctor mentioned it, but the cases, you can't even trust them. Not only do they mean nothing, because most of them are healthy people that are just fine now, don't even have symptoms, but on top of that, they're double counting and triple counting and quadruple counting. And they're counting people as positive who never took the test. There's so much fraud.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.